This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dan, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Oh, we're living the dream, and it's always good to get the Bears up and running, and I think it's especially enticing this year, just given the new head coach, and man, he was excellent again yesterday.
Oh, yeah, and we've got May practice footage to overreact to, so we've got several months on this runway to the regular season to go into it. I have been enjoying Ben since he got here in terms of the back and forth in the media room and his ability to kind of hit things head on and give you answers that mean something, and then we kind of learn about this team a little bit at a time.
Dan, you're reasonable, you're rational, you're also demanding on that beat. You've been on it for a long time. What do you want to hear next about this story, if you want to hear anything at all as it pertains to Caleb Williams?
Yeah, I want to hear Caleb's take on everything. I mean, a little bit surprising, a little bit disappointing that they didn't make the decision to make him available yesterday. Sounds like he may not be available next week either. And so now all of a sudden you're giving this story life into June, and you're giving it oxygen into June. And the next time that Caleb talks, it becomes a national conversation again. And so as an organization, you've made that decision to keep yourself in the public light in a situation that's a little bit uncomfortable. I don't think it's a huge, you know, bombshell thing that we're dealing with here, but you do want to know that the quarterback has present day thoughts on his new coach, on the new leadership of the building, on his desire to be in Chicago with the Bears, and his opportunity to go attack this process of trying to become one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So I think that's the next step here. I did applaud Ben yesterday for getting out in front of it, addressing it before he was asked a single question about it. You'd want the quarterback to do the same, to just kind of set the record straight and give you his present day perspective on where things are headed.
How much tape are they watching together now? I mean, you would imagine that as you start, I believe his first news conference came out and said that, that you got to know the quarterback and the play caller need to be on the same page. He needs to know how I see the game, what I'm thinking. And I'm sure that's part of the process. He said they were going to do it. Do you know if that's ongoing?
Right. I'd like to know a little bit more from Caleb about that as well. Yeah. You know, I know Ben said yesterday that, look, he's got a process that's a little bit of a compilation of things he's done at all of his stops across the league, and a process of watching film that he believes in. And obviously this relates to the trust and buy-in that those two have to form together, right? Like, they both have to believe in each other. They both have to trust each other. And it comes in a lot of different forms over these next several months to get this thing up and running properly. You're trying to create like that constructive growth environment. And that's what's important for Caleb Williams going forward. And I think, as I've said a couple of times, that Caleb has to take ownership of this as well. And that like, he can't have his hand held through all this. You are now the number one pick in the NFL draft and a professional quarterback who's going into year two. And if you don't know how to watch film on a certain day, you need to pick up your phone and ask somebody, like, what am I looking at here? What do I need to do? And you need to put in work habits and routines that work to bring out the growth in you. It's up to the Bears to guide him, and then it's up to Caleb to follow that guidance.
What I like about Ben Johnson as well is that he's pretty open about him finding himself as a head coach, learning things about his approach, and maybe it comes across as fiery or detail-oriented or whatever the case is, whatever word you want to use. But I like the fact that we're watching this unfold, and he seems to be learning things about himself as well, even though it is only the second OTA or day of install. What are you learning about Ben Johnson, head coach?
Well, look, I think you make a good point that he is very aware that this is the first time he's been in this role and that it's going to take some time to find the exact comfort zone that he wants to be in and the exact sort of groove that resonates with the guys that he's trying to lead. I think that Ryan Poles said something very early on that from afar he sort of appreciated Ben as this brainy offensive mastermind. And then very quickly when you get to be around him and you get to know him, there's a competitive edge that's there every single day. We saw that yesterday in the practice where, you know, he's got a level of demand to him, a level of fire to him that is real. And now it's a matter of figuring out how that resonates and exactly the impact that it has on the players. But I think it's fun to feel that competitive edge, because for guys that really want to go someplace different inside that building, I think it becomes infectious. And it's kind of one of those, you know, let's go kind of things where you get some fire and some fuel to that. Now, how long that lasts and how you can sustain that over a long period of time, that's a big question for Ben.
You know, I don't know that that anything that goes on in day two of install is going to resonate through the season. But we did hear from a couple of players a year ago, they want to be coached. We want to be coached. We should be coached harder. Coach us. And he was kind of going after some people. Now, the guys that were talking like that are gone, oddly enough. But what was your takeaway from just the general demeanor of the coach?
Molly, I think it's demanding, and I think it's very detail-oriented. And I think folks in Detroit will tell you that was a part of who Ben was there. What I love is in Detroit, it came with proven success. And the role he was in as offensive coordinator and play caller, he was at the top of his game. And so he has results that give him credibility. And when he is very demanding, he can point to the 68 touchdowns the Lions scored during the regular season on offense last year and say, guys, this is why I'm detail-oriented, because it creates fireworks shows on game day. And so he's got to get that to resonate with this group as quickly as he possibly can. The other part of it, though, is I think Ben over time has also learned that when you're being very demanding and detail oriented with your players and coaches, you have to know when to turn the screw back a quarter turn, right? And not be overly demanding where you drain everybody and everybody's exhausted at how micromanaged they are. And so there is a tightrope you have to walk with that. And it's something that Ben did well in last season in Detroit, obviously, and it's something that he's going to have to figure out in a new role here at Halas Hall.
I believe you and Mark Grody are dropping an episode of Take the North podcast. Find podcast later today, Dan, and I think you're doing a live version of that tomorrow on the Midday Show together. Maybe you will discuss some things that were personnel-related hints yesterday. Wait, I'm curious what you think and how much we should read into Kurron Amagaji lining up with the number ones at left tackle.
Who?
Noah Sewell lining up as a strong side linebacker with a number one defense.
Who?
And Ozzie Tripillo still being the guy that they're looking at left tackle with the second team.
Yeah, well, it's May 22nd now. That was the May 21st practice. I'm not surprised that the rookie second-round pick has not ascended to be a starter in the first week that the team's together. I would take much more note of what these pecking orders look like when we're in the first week of August, right? And so this is all just an orientation process, and the veterans are always going to get sort of that nod in the early going as the rookies get their heads on straight and their feet on the ground and try to figure out where things are headed. Look, like there's a long way to go before we know who the starting left tackle for week one is going to be for the Bears, similar at the linebacker position. So I don't read much into that. Another little note yesterday, Luther Burden not out there, you know, as we're talking about second round picks. He's dealing with a soft tissue injury per Ben Johnson, something to keep an eye on when we're back out there next week and the week after that and the week after that. Kyler Gordon was absent yesterday. Not sure why. We didn't get an answer on that one. So a handful of guys to keep tabs on. But right now, the depth chart is what it is, and when we get into training camp, it'll have a lot more relevance.
So I don't know I don't know that there will be eight captains, but if I were appointing captains, which might be a way around avoiding whether people are voted into the position or not, I would definitely have Grady Jarrett as a captain after hearing him yesterday. Loved that. And Joe Tooney, I think, You could have a captain that's actually an offensive lineman. Even with eight, they didn't have one. That would be kind of cool. And there may be more, but it seemed like there was improved leadership, at least from the podium stuff I saw.
Yeah, and two different proven veterans there, Mully. Like, Tooney is a guy that, since they traded for him, they've talked all about how much he can lead. And his leadership style is very much watch me. You know, this is the example of being a professional. If you have questions about certain things that you're seeing on film or certain things that you're looking at from a defense or certain things we're supposed to do on offense, come ask me. I'm approachable. I want to show you the right way. Grady Jarrett's voice, man. Like, and that dude is a presence. And every time we've had a chance to talk to him, you get a little bit more excited, because that's a guy whose passion is very, very obvious when he talks about the game, when he talks about his desire to win. And I couldn't imagine a better option as a in the trenches, mean, tenacious, passionate guy to have as one of your engines going into 2025. So, I would definitely put him on the top of the list as leaders.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Love the whole thing with Jervon Dexter calling him up. I think that's a brassy phone call, right? You know, hey, big guy, why don't you come work out? I'm just saying. I'd be a little bit intimidated.
But if his reputation is that he's welcome to those kinds of things, you would be more receptive to something like that.
And the other thing I liked about what Grady said yesterday is, look, like, he's going to be asked to be leading Shamar Turner as well. And he said, I want Shamar to understand that he needs to see me as an equal, not as this guy that's like way above him. And you don't need to be meek and timid around me or quiet around me when we're in the weight room. Like, I need you to juice me up as much as you need me to juice you up. Yeah. And so, like, that being open to that and just being just that, I mean, you guys felt it, right? Like, from afar, the personality that Grady Jarrett has is going to resonate with a lot of guys. And so just lean into that and let it take you somewhere.
The turn of phrase juice me up is unnecessary, Dan.
Dan likes the juice. Dan's a juice guy. Dan's a big juice guy.
Like that's my deal. I'm a juice guy.
So, Dan, this week also included, obviously, I know you followed it, the Forged in Foxborough behind the scenes video of the Patriots draft night experience. And day two, they considered trading with the Bears. The Bears reportedly had offered a seventh-round pick to move up one spot. Travion Henderson was the object of their desire, reportedly. They didn't do that. They ended up with Kyle Manungai in the seventh round and certainly Luther Bird in the third in the second round. What did you think of that information? What did you think of that offer from Ryan Poles? Because it seems to me if you really wanted to move up, you might have offered more than a seventh-rounder.
Yeah, you could have sweetened the deal a little bit. Obviously, you felt okay about your contingency plans. But there are things that happen on draft weekends that like 5 minutes after they happen, you go, damn, you know, wish we could have pulled X, Y, or Z off. And I think that might be one of them for the Bears, understanding what they were looking at in this running back class and with Henderson specifically. I wrote about that immediately after the draft, about just kind of how that running back board danced away from him. And that was the moment where it kind of danced away from him the most, you know. And so is what it is. And you pivot and you work with what you've got. And then you try to squeeze results out of it. By the way, on the topic of juice, there was maybe somebody can find it in your audio archives. There was a question to Gronk on one of those Hallis Hall conference calls years ago about Julian Edelman. And he said, "Oh yeah, man, that guy brings the juice." And it was one of the best Gronk quotes that we should probably attach to something here. On the
it's certainly stuck in your memory.
Oh, that's hysterical. That's hysterical.
That's great.
What, Dan, when you look at them, and I mean, I'm not talking about looking at what you saw yesterday, just at the overall picture, when you look at the depth chart, where do they need an improvement? Do they need an improvement? Is it easier to get another running back from somewhere else? Do you have to make a deal for a player? There are a couple of guys out there, but guys get cut too. Do you feel like that would be a position where you could improve without giving up a lot? Or would you make a big trade, you know, big signing, try to get a pass rusher in here? If you were left in charge of the bookkeeping, what would your move be?
Yeah, I mean, I think I have to get well into August and get a better feel for how this team is coming together. And look, like you guys know, we've seen, you know, Labor Day weekends where there's all of a sudden seven guys on the 53-man roster that weren't here during the offseason program. I don't think the Bears are in that state anymore, but it's a reminder that there is always an avenue in the summer to grab guys off the scrap heap, to see what other teams are doing and keep tabs on some of the guys that get cut in training camp and right before the regular season and make some moves there. I would like more depth at safety. I would like more depth on the offensive line. You know, like, I think you're going to be exploring those things, but like the Bears, I think everyone has to condition themselves. Like, they're not in position right now to go chase the Super Bowl. And so I don't think you want to like make that Khalil Mack, we're trading everything just to get this, you know, season off the ground in a way that we want to. I think you have to be taking the long view here and making sure that you're building something that you can sustain success with. And they've Joe Tooney being the latest example. They've handed a lot of extension money out here in the last couple months, and so you got to keep an eye on the books.
But Tooney is an example. Tooney's kind of an example, Dan. I mean, they saved cash. They have money to spend that they wouldn't have had.
Yes, they reserve that for something.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
No question. But now also you've got a guy under contract for 2 years beyond this that's going to be making a ton of money. He's going to be 35 by the time that contract ends. And so you got to make sure that as you're attacking your present, that you're also keeping yourself in a healthy position for your future. And so that's kind of the balancing act that Ryan's going to have to do up there.
So when we talk about the backup quarterback position, there's an assumption, and maybe it's a proper one, that Tyson Bagent is going to be the backup quarterback. We have yet to hear from Case Keenum, Dan, or have we? And I just didn't remember what he had to say, because I'm very curious how he views his role, why he chose the Bears, and what he's looking for.
Would he watch tape with a guy?
Yes.
David, I have a page in my notebook that has all those questions scrawled in it for the first time we get to talk to Case Keenum. It has not happened yet. So we don't know that yet. And obviously, I think he's a guy that's here for the veteran guidance part of the equation. I will tell you that the best throw, single throw, that I saw on the May 21st Tuesday OTA practice or Wednesday OTA practice was Tyson Bagent to Miles Boykin. So put that in your notebook as the best throw of the day yesterday.
Dan just opened the Bagency.
There you go.
I knew you would like that.
Thank you. Thank you, Dan. Yes. There's a lot of juice for the Bagency.
You know, Ben Johnson yelled at Cole Kmet at one point.
Were you okay with that, Dan?
He actually yelled at him. And I don't know if feelings were hurt. But
Dan's feelings were hurt.
Yeah.
Leave his favorite player alone.
Back off. But I said to David, I said, well, it's not like he's going to run into the building and say, we drafted his replacement, trade him. It's just, it's an install, and the guy lined up wrong, and you tell him to go over there, and I'm sure he won't make the mistake again. He's a really bright guy, Cole Kmet. But what, you know, how much does that speak to the head coach that he's kind of in this, he's in this honeymoon phase where he can go off on everybody if he wants to, not that he wants to, but because as he gets to know these guys, that might become more difficult when he knows their learning process and how good they are, et cetera.
Well, and you got to know personalities as well, and you got to understand who you can do that with and who you can't. Brody and I talked a couple months ago, and we're going to revisit it today, about these little shiny lures that Bears fans are going to want to like bite and latch onto about, oh, there's never been a practice as intense and detailed as this. May 21st, it was the confirmation that the Bears had turned the corner, and it's all fixed because they got a guy that's demanding. It's like, yeah, okay, I'm cool with the observations. Like, the conclusions will wait for several months, and we'll see kind of how – again, how Ben navigates this. His personality is very authentic. It's very demanding. It's very fiery, as we mentioned. And now you just have to figure out how to use that properly, because, you know, there could come a time where that doesn't necessarily click with every single guy in your room. And you got to make sure that you understand, you know, the emotional intelligence part of that, on who you can do that with, who you can't. And that'll be part of the head coach learning process.
Great job, Dan.
Great stuff, Dan. Thank you, buddy.
All right, fellas, be good.
You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.